107.7 The Island, your station for real music variety. Good Wednesday morning. Fransman in the chair. You over there. Lori over here.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
It's nice. You know, there's kind of some bonus sunshine here. That was supposed to be mostly cloudy, and the forecast just changed to partly sunny.
Oh, and rain? Not going to rain all day?
30% chance. Mainly after 5 o'clock.
Really?
And that 30 to 50% chance follows us today, tonight, tomorrow. And looking at the extended forecast for our Friday walk through Island Oasis, Lazy River, perfect.
Really?
Perfect. Sunny, calm, high 91.
Oh, nice.
And yes, thank you, old ladies. I did get some water shoes. I was planning on getting Crocs. I got talked into water shoes. I'm actually wearing them right now. I'm going to wear them all summer.
Yeah. Well, if we don't see them again on Friday, which we might, I'll definitely see them Friday night for my 50s and 60s music bingo. So.
That's this week.
Yep.
This Wine, Friday. Beer, and Spirits.
Yep.
Friday night.
Yep.
I thought it was on Saturday.
Nope. It's usually, but they had something already going on Saturday. So
somebody asked me about it. This is the 50s, 60s?
Yep.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's gonna be a blast. Tacos La Isla is gonna be there for the food truck. I'll have prizes, and you guys are my sponsors that night, so I appreciate that. It's gonna be a good time. 6:30.
Wine, Beer, and Spirits, Grand Island.
Yep, 6:30 to a good strong 8:30, and if everybody's feeling it, we might even play a little longer than that. So
cool.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
For more info and scheduling, it's GI Space Trivia on Facebook.
When we come back, I'll give you a little taste of what I'm going to do. Just a little taste.
Okay. So you're going to stick around?
Yeah. Well,
excellent.
Yeah, I guess.
And we are going to walk on Friday, right?
I plan on it, yeah.
Okay.
I think should be able to, yeah.
It's just I'd rather not go there by myself.
Well, yeah. That wouldn't be near as much fun as we had this last Friday.
People view you differently. Although there's no children there, which
no.
is nice.
Yeah.
I still love the news article for the safety and enjoyment of our guests. No children.
Yeah, exactly.
No, you got the water park the entire summer. Just give us Friday mornings.
Yeah. Now if they just, you know, opened the bar.
Well, it's a little early for that, but there should be in the vicinity
right.
of that park
it should
somewhere.
Be. Should be.
All right. Stick around. More with Lori Lou next. 107.7 The Island.
I went to an Ivy League college. I was a nice student. I did very well.
Waking up with Fransman, one man party in the morning on the Island.
107.7 The Island. Good Wednesday morning. Lori Lou keeping me company. Thanks for tuning in. Where did June go?
I don't have any idea. It's insane, isn't it?
It is. At least our appearance at the Island Oasis on Fridays, where you could walk through the Lazy River, that honestly made me feel like I did something summery.
Yeah.
You know?
We got nice tans that day.
We did. We got a lot of sun. We stayed cool. We embraced the summer. I just felt like that. But I mean, you have to force these events. Cause next week is 4th of July.
Yeah.
You know what
Can
I mean?
Can you believe that? And then summer's over, because that's the thing. When 4th of July's over, then it's like, it goes whoop, real fast.
Yeah, it's a slippery slope to the end of the state fair.
Back to school, and yeah.
And then the dreaded string of holidays.
Oh,
the Halloween.
Oh,
you got
no.
your Thanksgiving. Come on,
putting
bro.
Up the Christmas lights.
One light goes out, they all go out.
That's great.
Speaking of Christmas... Today is National Leon Day. Do you know what that is?
Guess what? I don't care.
Well, you...
I don't have any idea.
I'm going to tell you.
I hope it's the Kings of Leon, because I love that band.
You love that band, or you love that one song?
No, I love the band. I got...
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes people say that, and they don't really mean it. I know
You've
one song.
You've already lectured me on that.
All right.
Yes.
Getting back to National Leon Day, Leon is... Noel spelled backward. Today is exactly 6 months away from Christmas.
Oh, well, then I really don't care.
If you're someone that just can't wait until Christmas, there's a couple of holiday tips for you from realsimple.com. You could still hang your tree if you want, but they experts are recommending that you hang flip-flops on the tree, or floaties or seashells or cocktail umbrellas on your lights and on your tree.
Yeah. Well, that would require me putting up a tree altogether, and I don't do that, so.
Not even at Christmas?
No.
Hang a seashell wreath on the door.
Nope.
Make Christmas-colored cocktails.
Yep.
Instead of sledding, slip and slide. That's what I'm talking.
Yeah, I know you want to slip and slide.
I would revisit that very, very carefully, very gingerly. But National Leon Day, 6 months away from Christmas, and how did we end up on that
subject? Well, I don't know. I tried to tell you I don't care. I really don't care.
Don't care.
Okay, what I do care about is tomorrow night at Wine, Beer, and Spirits is the Chamber of Commerce Business After Hours, the ribbon cutting thing that I've been seeing that they're doing this all over town or whatever with businesses. So they will be at Wine, Beer, and Spirits tomorrow from 4 to 6:30. They are going to have some prizes and giveaways and fun stuff like that. And then trivia starts at 6:30. Fusion Gourmet is going to be the food truck tomorrow night. So that will be awesome. Thank you to those guys.
I love the business after hours. It's a great way to meet and network with people, but I never understood the ribbon cutting when it's not a new.
Yeah. I don't know. I'll find out tomorrow because I'm going to go a little early.
I think it's just another excuse to use that big novelty scissors.
Oh, they're great. I love watching that. And then people, not even going to lie, it takes two cuts because the first cut doesn't ever work. And then it's the second cut.
The first cut is the deepest.
First cut is the deepest, right? Okay, so.
So wait, you're at Wine, Beer, and Spirits tomorrow. That's general trivia.
Yes.
And then the very next night.
Very next night.
Is the 50s, 60s music bingo.
Yes.
Same place, Wine, Beer, and Spirits.
Yep. Yep, Tacos La Isla will be there Friday.
More with Lori Lou next, and she's got some bonus questions for tomorrow and Friday.
Alexa, slap it high, five up top.
I would, if I could, but I can't, so I'll chant. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Waking up with Franz Man, one man party in the morning on the island.
So what do you want? Do you want tomorrow night's question now, or do you want a little sneak peek at 50s, 60s?
Well, you could give us both.
No, I know, but what do you want first?
I'll take what's happening tomorrow.
Okay.
For 100.
All right, I'll take what's happening tomorrow for 100. Let me go back.
GI Space Trivia on Facebook.
Are you ready?
I have been.
I continue to be ready. Back in the late 90s and early 2000s, Fred Durst was often seen wearing a red hat, backwards red hat, with a logo on it. What was the logo? Even though he wasn't a fan of this team, there's your hint. Even though he wasn't a fan of the team, what was the logo? It was backwards red hat. It was his lucky hat, or good luck hat, he said.
Who would wear red? The Boston Red Sox?
Well, honestly, I was surprised because I remember him in the red hat, but the logo, I don't know if I've ever really seen a Yankees hat.
A what?
It's a Yankees hat.
A red Yankees hat?
Yep. I Googled it and I looked it up.
I've never seen a red Yankees hat.
Well, you have. It was on Fred Durst in the late 90s.
New York Yankees was always blue and white.
I know. That's why I was kind of
maybe
surprised,
a little orange in there.
But, yeah.
Well, that's a question. Limp Bizkit, why did you even bring that name out of the past?
Well, because it was a trivia question. Here you go. Let's see. Well, I don't know.
Limp Bizkit.
They're not showing it because they just show the back. But here's a, not him wearing it, but that's a.
Yeah, that doesn't look like anything I've ever seen, a red New York Yankees hat.
Well, there's pictures of him. You know, you see the MLB logo thing. But anyway.
Let's move on to 50s and 60s trivia.
All righty. I'm going to play this song. OK, Okay. So what I do is I play a song. Random songs, okay? You know this song. If it's on your card, you mark it off. But then I ask you trivia questions. So this song was obviously, you know what it is.
So Happy Together.
Happy Together.
Is it the Turtles?
By the Turtles. They played here a few years ago on the Older Americans Day, or Nebraskans Day, whatever. So this song came out in 1967. Instead of finding trivia questions about the song or the artist or whatever, I went back and decided to get things that happened in those years. So 1967, there's your question. Voiced by Mel Blanc until 1971, this character was the mascot for Fritos Corn Chips. So this character debuted in 1967 until 71. Who was the mascot for Fritos Corn Chips? I know. And I remember it after I heard it. Frito Bandito.
Oh, yes.
Remember Frito Bandito?
I do now.
Yes.
But it seems that for the bulk of my life, Fritos doesn't have a mascot.
No, I know.
Why so did maybe they just drop it?
I don't know. I don't know. Okay, so here's another one. Okay, ready?
Little Richard.
Okay. Okay, this song came out in 1955. What popular children's show debuted in 1955?
Mickey Mouse Club?
Nope. You watched it. I know you did.
Electric?
I watched it.
Not in 55.
No, but it was on. It was on.
Sesame Street didn't start in 55.
Captain Kangaroo.
Oh.
I know.
Never really watched it.
Really? Mr. Green Jeans?
In my youth, I don't recall that ever being on. I remember Sesame Street, a little bit of The Electric Company.
I remember watching it. But so that's kind of how it goes. I have trivia questions for most of the songs that I have. So I have about 15 prizes that I give out. And so when you have a song on your sheet, you mark it off. And then when I ask a trivia question, if you get it right or the first one to get it right or whatever, I give you a ticket. So you get a bingo, you get a ticket. You get a trivia question, you get a ticket. You can have 20 tickets in front of you that goes in the bucket. It doesn't matter. You still just win. Everybody wins one time. But it's really a lot of fun. And this, where I started doing this, of things that happened during those years, it's going to take you back in time, like Frito Bandito. You're like, oh, yeah, you know, that kind of thing.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. So bring your parents, bring your grandparents, bring your aunts, uncles, you know, anybody who wants to, you know, go back in time for a couple hours.
Have a good time.
Yeah.
It does jog your memory. It's not just fun. It's good for you.
Yeah,
and it's inexpensive.
Yeah.
GI Space Trivia for more on Facebook. It's Wine, Beer, and Spirits tomorrow for general trivia. It's Wine, Beer, and Spirits in Grand Island on Friday for 50s and 60s.
That's right.
Music, bingo, trivia, thingy.
Then we're into July and off and running.
Lori, thanks for hanging.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for breakfast.
So far, this is not blowing my skirt up, gentlemen.
Waking up with Franz Man, one man party in the morning on the island.